celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition.
You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM
with Kieran Uri Tuttiet.
No need to be making your mind up.
Indeed, yes, a very warm welcome. Yes, yes, yes. Now, we have all of the entries for Eurovision 2020. Will the contest go ahead? We have to, like everybody else, sit back and relax. Let it wash over you, and I'll keep you updated and entertained.
The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
Just don't care if you look away or stare, if you choose to go or stay. Don't believe me, I pray.
Yulia Savacheva representing Russia at the 2004 Eurovision Song Contest, coming 11th with 67 points. Yes, not too bad, not too bad at all. And it was the biggest transfer from a national final performance to the grand final of Eurovision, because literally you had just Yulia basically standing in denim with a guitar singing, and then all of a sudden she's sort of surrounded by various blokes in paint, dressed in paint and still in clothing of course, and dragging Yulia all over the place. It was bizarre, but back then obviously awesome. Well, to me it was anyway. I still love it to this day as well. Right, well, Yulia has been doing still very well. She's very much active still in Russia. And the last time she released an album was back in 2014 called Private. She's been in musicals ever since, and she's performed in various Japanese cities, including Tokyo, and Osaka. Yes, so there we are. Right, yes, we're on Russia, and that means we're going to hear the Russian entry for 2020. Yes, this is split the Eurovision community straight down the middle. People adore it, or people cannot stand it. I will withhold judgment on that. I haven't quite made up my mind, to be perfectly honest, even though that's the, you know, the catchphrase of the show. No need to be banking your mind up, but yes, I will hold breath. So Russia have internally selected through Channel One the act Little Big. Yes, Little Big, and their song for Eurovision this year is called Uno, and Uno is obviously number one in Spanish, of course. So yeah, it's in English and in Spanish. There's no Russian in it, which I'm a little bit sad about. As I've told you before, I think Russian music is really popular, so sort of, it's still in Russian in Russia and in Eastern Europe. So I don't know, but there we are. Here is Little Big for Russia 2020 and their song Uno. This is almost a little bit like Aqua on Helium. Yeah.
I'm gonna call you my sweet señorita.
I'm gonna leave up tonight only with ya.
All you have to do is to be ready for some action now.
San Marino. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Say Na Na Na. Enjoy.
You look sad and lonely. Is something wrong tonight? Why this rush to run away? Things will be alright. Just be strong and look at me. Hear me when I say, who cares that you're out of love? It happens every day. All your dreams have gone away, no matter what you do. Love all colors of this life and to yourself be true. Don't forget my number, call me anytime. I will always tell you life is beautiful and fine. Say na na na, on a dark deserted way. Say na na na, there's a light for you that waits. It's na na na, say na na na.
na-na-na. Another long so stand up, na-na-na. Be a hero, be the rainbow and sing na-na-na. Say na-na-na. No matter what you do, laugh all colors of this life and to yourself be true. Don't forget my number, call me anytime. I will always tell you life is beautiful and fine. Say na na na, on a dark disordered place. Say na na na, there's a light for you that waits. Kiss na na na. Say na na na. Say na na na. Not alone, so stand up, na na na. Be a hero, be the rainbow, and sing na na na. Say na na na. If you're feeling lonely,
if you're feeling lonely,
we can take it slowly.
We can take it slowly.
Think I'm going crazy?
Think I'm going crazy?
Yes, I'm going crazy. We can all go crazy. Say na na na, and a dark desert place. Say na na na, there's a light for you that waits. It's na na na. Say na na na, say na na na. You're not alone, so stand up, na na na. Be a hero, be the rainbow, and sing na na na. Say na na na, say na na na.
Yes, that is Sir Hat with Say Na 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 for San Marino last year in the beautiful country of Israel, Tel Aviv. Yes, and, well, what can I say about that song? I don't think there's not much we can say, really. But if you just tuned in, yes, you are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Yes, in the grand final, San Marino came 19th with 77 points. Yes, yeah, it beat the UK to a bloody pulp. Yes, it did indeed. And that's the great thing about Eurovision. Even the small countries can do incredibly well. Right, it's now time to hear the San Marino's entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, and you know what? This is quite an exceptional song, I think. San Marino have picked the beautiful Senit. And Senit represented San Marino at the 2011 Eurovision Song Contest down in Düsseldorf in Germany. And I tell you what, she is going to do well. And I think she's going to qualify with this song. And it's really funky. She's bringing the disco. Yes, she's bringing disco to Eurovision. She... She was born and raised in Bologna in Italy. She has Eritrean parents. She's performed in musicals like Fame, The Lion King, and Hair in Switzerland and Germany. So she's pretty well known. And she's aged 40 years old. So she is wonderful. And I love her. I love her song in 2011. And I love this one. So here we are. As you can see, I'm gushing. I need to stop. Here is Senit representing San Marino at the 2020 Eurovision Song Contest. And here is a song, Freaky.
So when you touch me, I feel your love all over my body. You make me feel like I'm spinning from the way that you want me. Put on a show, cuckoo completely. Some people think our love is freaky, freaky, freaky. They say we crazy, I must be faking. But you and I, we like it freaky, freaky, freaky. Drinks on rooftops and kiss in the dark. Dance around late at night in the park. Sparkle it up, dressing in colors. Cause life is good when we freaky, freaky, freaky. So when you touch me, I feel you all over my body. You want me? Yeah, we wanna break all the rules and make up some new. Then we'll destroy all of them too. Cause that's what we do, oh yeah.
Hello, this is Claudia Faniello from Malta. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Breathlessly. Enjoy.
I'll walk the street, leaving footprints in your heart. My feet are worn, but they can handle the cold. I know the game, I take the blame. I wave my white flag unashamed. So here I am, right at your door, catching my breath before the storm. Breathlessly, I'll be watching you. Breathlessly, knowing there's a vacancy within your heart. Breathlessly, I'll be holding you endlessly, knowing that the storm is just about to die. Climbing all the walls that always fell too high. Breathlessly, I'm still stepping out, yet I feel I'm locked inside. I got the will, I learned the skill, all the true acrobats for love. Breathlessly, I'll be watching.
Claudia Faniello with Breathlessly, Malta 2017. My favourite of the contest. Well, it was right up there with Portugal's entry. I must admit, Salvador Sobral, more Polish Deutsch. Yes, the Portuguese winner. And, yeah, so we'll have the Maltese entry for the 2020 Eurovision Song Contest coming up very shortly after my husband's segment every week. Hello, Rob.
Hello. Is this disinfected, dear?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Hello, everyone.
It's gone. Oh, I've gone over it in every nook and cranny with an antibacterial wipe,
which you can't find anywhere. Anyway,
no, you can't anymore.
No, not at all.
And I've washed my hands like 5 times, but doing it to Suri's song "Storm," as she advertised on Twitter.
Oh, really? Not happy birthday. Our house is like a sterile bubble at the moment. I spent yesterday because I had day off. Spent yesterday cleaning it from head to toe, so at the moment it's nice and clean.
Well, you forgot to do the bedroom, our bedroom seal.
That's in front of the window. I did everything else.
Yeah, but you didn't do that.
Anyway.
So it's not really that bad.
No. Anyway, so enough of that. It's time for Roberto in his randoming requesting to.
Yes, it is time for Rob's random request. And this is a part of the show where Rob has got the two hats with the little bits of paper in each of them. The first hat has years inside from 1956 to 2019. We're going to do 2020 after the contest, okay? And then we will have a hat full of years all the way from Albania to Yugoslavia. And hopefully they'll marriage up and be a Eurovision song and we'll play them. So, Roberto Ingtons, tell me, what is our year?
Okay, our year is 1989.
Now that was in Lausanne, Switzerland. The UK entry that year was Live Report. Why do I always get it wrong? And actually, it was on the retake, the replay of 1989's Top of the Pops on BBC Four on Saturday, on Friday night.
And we stood outside that place.
Yeah, we did. We took a video. You can catch the video on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase or the Eurovision Showcase.
Go back to 2016 when we were there. It was 2016, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So what's our country?
Right, our country is... Oh, funny, Switzerland.
Oh, and home soil. Now this is, I think, even still to this day, the only song ever sung in Romanish. Okay. At the Eurovision Song Contest.
Didn't know that Romanish was a language.
Yeah, Romanish is a language that is only sung in Switzerland, would you believe? Now, the singer is called Ferbaz. It didn't do too badly. Sort of came mid-table. But I think the Swiss were wanting more. But it's a female singer sat behind the table... Of the table, the piano, and their song is called "Viva Senza Te," which almost sounds Italian, doesn't it, Rob?
Yeah. What does it mean?
It means, to live without you, and basically, it was the first time, and still to this day, where Switzerland sang in a Romanish language, which is native to Switzerland. Came 13th with 47 points. So, Rob. What's the year and the country?
It is Switzerland, 1989.
Yes, it is indeed. Rob's random request is for Baz with Viva Senza Te.
I po kështjau, je po gizali, po spriden tuaj. Vëndu në dada, të të zalmas, shtesë më pli, avandu. I pitras larmas, jo për kjesën, Kashtos, troben I lauter, en shese pitjen, med atën pons. Shri aj sincer, shto spira tia, kjo bajra zon.
Senza Terre, that was Switzerland 1989, and this week's Rob's Random Request, sung by Ferbaz. Yes. Right, it's now time for us to hear the song representing Malta, the beautiful St. George Cross Island in the Mediterranean Sea, and the beautiful angelic voice of Destiny Chignera will be representing Malta after winning Malta's X Factor in 2020. Yes, this year, of course. And it's going to be pretty epic, this song, and I think the performance is going to be amazing too. It's one of the pre-contest favourites with the bookies. It's certainly up there within the top five, at least it was when I last looked, which was a few days ago. I'm sure it's probably still up there. Yes, people like this, and I think people are very confident for it. So, here is the Maltese entry for 2020's Eurovision Song Contest in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. Here is Destiny Chignera with All of My Love.
Never had the heart to pray, and never thought I'd find a way, but now I do. Now I do. Always felt I was no good, always felt misunderstood, but now I don't, now I don't. Cause your great love is healing me, when knowing me through and through, I am free to live, so I give you all of my love. Like a river running wild, every brother, mother, child, now we found each other.
Destiny with All of My Love. Yes, that is the Maltese entry for 2020's Eurovision Song Contest. Well, it's now time for what we were going to have this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News, but actually I've been sent an email with many questions, and I'd like to thank you very much to Daniel in Australia who listens to the show. Thank you very much, Daniel. Good to hear from you. And he sent a few questions in, and I would like to answer them. And I'm sure these are questions and answers that maybe you'd like to hear, and then you've been thinking about recently. So he goes and says, "Hi, Kieran. What is your opinion on the coronavirus and its potential impact on Eurovision? Hopefully it won't be cancelled completely, but do you think it would be practical to postpone it?" Well, personally, I wouldn't. If it has to happen, it has to happen. But if you've heard on various Eurovision news websites all this week that the Slovenian broadcaster RTVSLO have been saying that the backup is to do a satellite performance for Eurovision from all over Europe, basically, but sort of still have the show in the Netherlands, but with no audience. If that has to happen, then fair enough, so be it. But I would like it to be postponed until maybe September or later on this year. Have it included with the Eurovision in Poland, the Junior Eurovision in Poland. We don't know what city in Poland it's going to be held in yet. The rumours are that it's going to be in Krakow, so we'll have to wait and see. But Daniel continues here in this email and says, and I quote, the singers and groups would perform in an empty arena, or do you think their own countries will be able to broadcast via satellite? Is this likely to happen if need be? And would the EBU even consider that as an alternative? I think they would, because the show must go on, of course. And yeah, if it's in an empty arena, I wouldn't mind that necessarily either, because it's a TV show, remember. Yes, the fans being there would be lovely, and I'd love to make sure that they all have a fantastic time, but it's not the be-all and end-all. We have to remember that this is a television program. Yes, indeed. So I hope to get my opinion either by the email or via the show. So no problem, Dan. I hope that's answered your questions and many of your questions. Now, if you want to get in contact with us, please do. Our email address, as Daniel did, is escshowcase@gmail.com. Send us an email from there. Of course, you can send us a tweet at escshowcase, and our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase, as I mentioned with Rob earlier. And of course, our Facebook URL, if you want to type it into your web address, is facebook.com/escshowcase. So, we'll move on with the show. We still got two other entries for the Eurovision 2020 to play. We have Azerbaijan and North Macedonia. So sit back and relax. And we've got plenty more classics from the Eurovision Song Contest back catalogue, as well as this week's Live and Kicking.
We play just the best music.
Celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition.
You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM
with Kieran Uri Tutiet.
No need to be making your mind up.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
And on.
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbean.com or search for the show on Spotify, Mixcloud or any podcast app, including Apple Podcast and the Podbean app itself. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Uri Tutiet. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Hello, this is Kaliapi. I am from Macedonia, and this is my song, Donna. Enjoy, enjoy, my dear.
Оците големи мисли од цел мој свет. Никога назад се вртам, ти си стално тука. Како скриена сенка ти вок Божји цвет. За се што ти си ми дала, од срце ти фала. За се доминато време.
donna, 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 gledaj me i nasmej se za mene. Donna, 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 moja sila, svetlo sjaj, me pravi silna, znaj, o donna, veruvaj. Što ti si mi dala, od srca ti hvala, za sve to mi na to vreme. Donna, 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 gledaj me i nasmej se.
Calliope with Donna, that represented North Macedonia at the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest when it was the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia. Now it's officially called the Republic of North Macedonia. Yes, the beautiful landlocked country in the Balkan Peninsula. Yes, it borders quite a few countries, including Kosovo, Serbia, Bulgaria, Greece, and Albania. And did you know their official language is Macedonian and Albanian? Yeah. And they've got official regional languages of Turkish, Romani, Serbian, Bosnian, and Aromanian. Yes, I never even heard of Aromanian before. Oh, you never know. You never know, do you? Unless you find out these things, which I have. Yeah. Right, it's time to hear North Macedonia's Eurovision entry for 2020 and the contest in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. And hope to goodness me, it does go on. It will, I'm sure, I'm sure. Somehow it will. You watch, 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 watch. Okay, so this is what's going to happen. North Macedonia have internally selected, quite a while ago, Vasil. Yes, Vasil Gankranlev. Yes, he was born in Macedonia in the town of Strumica. Strumica. Oh, dear me. Right. it's never my forefront of my languages. Macedonian, isn't it? But the song is called You, and it's a really awesome sort of like dance. It's like you could hear this on Strictly Come Dancing type of song. It's really good. It's really good. And I like this. So here is Macedonia, North Macedonia, 2020. Vasil with You here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Trembling, this feeling I can't understand. Your eyes sing to me, pulling me closer and closer with sweet melodies. Sing it to me, sing it to me. Oh, we might only have tonight. Hold me tight and let's ignite. And for the moment, I
wanna dance with you. Tonight I wanna, I just wanna dance with you. You know you wanna, I just wanna dance with you.
I'm
Aizal representing Azerbaijan in the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest. Sadly, not qualifying. Can you believe it? It shocked me quite a bit, actually. But they managed to get to 11th. So they were very close for qualifying, but they didn't do it, sadly. But never mind. Aizal, that song and that X Across My Heart, or Cross My Heart, is just amazing tune anyway. And a lot of fun. And this is a lot of fun too, I must admit. Here is Azerbaijan 2020. Yes, the song is called Cleopatra. And the song is randomly sung in English and also in Japanese. Don't ask. Efendi is representing Macedonia. Her full name is Samira Efendi, and she's born on the 7th of April 1991, and she was born in Baku in 1991 when it was part of the USSR, and she's 28 years old. Yes, she has performed and gained popularity in her home country after participating in singing competitions, The Voice Azerbaijan in 2015 and in 16. And in 2017, she was Azerbaijan's representative in the international staging competition of Milky Way Star, which was staged in Almaty in Kazakhstan, and she finished third place. So she's got competition pedigree. Yes, she does. So here is Efendi with Cleopatra and the Azerbaijan entry for the 2020 Eurovision Song Contest.
A queen like me, just like me, just like me. Straight or gay or in between, in between, in between. Betrayed by a lover, so hard to recover. Couldn't see the forest for the trees, just like me, all into this. There was no intervention. Tension, getting mad was my cry for help. Now I'm back with a vengeance. I found my inner voice again, and it speaks to my soul loud and clear. And it sounds like this. La Cleopatra. Cleopatra.
This is Dana from Ireland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Snowdrops. and daffodils, butterflies and bees, sailboats and fishermen, things of the sea, wishing lights, wedding bells, early morning dew. All kinds of everything remind me of you.
Legendary song giving Ireland's first win at Eurovision. That is Ireland 1970. Dana with All Kinds of Everything. Now it's time to squeeze in one more song before we say our goodbyes. And it is now time for us to go live to the Eurovision Song Contest. It is called Alive and Kicking. And this week's Alive and Kicking takes us to the 1969 Eurovision Song Contest in Madrid, Spain, where there were four winners. Yes, the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, and also Spain and France. And it's the French entry, which we're going to hear. It's Fred de Borca with the song Un Jour Enfant, which means One Day, One Child. Here is France, 1969.
Un jour se lèvera sur trois branches de lilas qu'un enfant regardera comme un livre d'images. Le monde autour de lui sera vide et c'est ainsi qu'il inventera la vie à sa première porte.
Stunning. Fred de Borca with Un Jour Enfant, the French entry to the 1969 Eurovision Song Contest, one of the joint winners of the 1969 contest. Right, it's time for us to say our goodbyes. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Eurovision Showcase with me, Kieran Ari Tuttiet. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. UK time, 6 p.m. Central European time for the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. If you've missed this show or previous shows, head over to Mixcloud, Spotify or any podcast app. Search for the Eurovision Showcase, you'll find us there. Until next week, arrivederci, au revoir, erfiedersehen, wieslat, dobi zenia, good night, adios. See you soon. Toodaloo!
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.